Hello, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie. This is Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
Hello, Dave. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I hear we're going to talk about your wrists today.
Yes, thumb joints.
Thumb joints?
Yeah, they have some special name, but I never can remember it.
I think thumb joint is a perfectly good name. Tell me about your thumb joints.
In my business, I use my hands quite extensively, and a few years back, they just started hurting really bad.
What do you do?
Pardon? Oh, I build boat tops, marine canvas, small sails, and other specialty industrial sewing.
Okay. So you use your thumbs a lot, and they were hurting?
Yeah, it's just like they started aching, and I going, oh, great, now I've got carpal tunnel, and, you know, but, you know, I just kind of got on with life. That's what you do sometimes. About 2 years ago, it got to the point where I started trying out different hand braces just to get by and get my work done. And then several different people recommended an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hands. So I went to her, and she sent me for nerve testing and x-rays. Found out I have nothing wrong with my carpal tunnels. My wrists are fine. It's all about no cartilage in my thumb joints. And so she laid out what my options were. Number one, do nothing. The bones will eventually fuse themselves together, but in what configuration, who knows? And how much pain and time it will take, who knows? And then there was two different choices of surgery. Neither one sounded exciting because each would put me out of business for 6 months per hand. I'm self-employed. That was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
So
how did you find out about Dr. Wagner?
Well, my husband is a Cairo fan, and so when he's working on boats and stuff, he'd always have your radio station on, and he started hearing about the stem cell therapy. And so when we found out that mine was bone on bone, he says, well, what about stem cell therapy? So we started doing some research on that, went to a couple of different seminars and different clinics that offered it. And it's like, you know, we really feel like this, we might be onto something here, but we didn't feel comfortable with the places that, you know, I'd gone to. And then there was actually an orthopedic surgeon over in Port Townsend my husband was talking to that said, call Dr. Wagner in Seattle. So we did a little bit of online research about him and finally got the courage up and called him. And that was in November. I had my stem cell therapy done on January 25th. And so I'm celebrating my 3 months of not wearing braces and getting back my life.
Wow. So you were able to take the braces off?
Yeah. I wore them into Dr. Wagner's office on January 25th on that morning. And they have my hands all, you know, kind of stabilized and wraps as I came out. And it was just kind of like, don't take them off for 48 hours. And so I didn't. And when I did take them off, it was just, you know, I asked Dr. Wagner, do I need to wear my braces while the cartilage grows? And he said, preferably not, because they want as much natural movement in my thumbs. And so I didn't put them back on. And at one point, I actually forgot where I had put them. I later found them under the seat in my car. But no, I have not worn braces, and I'm slowly building back up to the activities that I did previous, you know, that I haven't really been able to do without pain for over 2 years.
Wow. So you were able to go back to, had you been using some sort of pain relief to get through it before then?
Oh, I was megadosing on ibuprofen. I mean, it's like kind of scary quantities.
Yeah, that's not good.
Where no, it's not. You know, I would start the morning with, you know, a handful, and in the night with a handful, and it did get to the point where I was waking up in the middle of the night. You know, the pain was just too much, and I got an extremely high pain tolerance, I feel, and so when I'm kind of starting to pop pills like that, it's like time to do something, and so thankfully we found Dr. Wagner.
Yeah, so now what about now? Do you still take the medication?
No. At one point I did switch over to Tylenol, which is a little bit easier on you. And right after the procedure, I had some narcotic pain pills that I took for a couple of days, but I quit those as soon as possible. And then I was just, you know, a couple of Tylenol at night. And now if I take Tylenol at night, it's mostly because my back is hurting or my shoulders are hurting from, you know, running the, you know, doing my work with the canvas.
So,
but it's very seldom that it's for my hands.
Right. But so just to summarize the before and the after, describe what you were taking before the procedure and compare it to what you'd take now.
Before the procedure, I was taking 4 to 5 Tylenol or ibuprofen in the morning, 4 to 5 Tylenol and ibuprofen at night before bed, and generally getting up and taking 3 or 4 in the middle of the night. And sometimes in the middle of the day, I would take a couple extra just to get me through to the night. Now I do maybe 2 Tylenol at night, and mostly that would be just if my shoulders have gotten so tight from sitting at my sewing machine all day.
Wow. You got to get some help in that business, Susie.
Oh, I've got a young girl that I'm putting on the payroll. So, yeah.
So it sounds like Dr. Wagner not only helped you get past the pain in your thumb, but helped you create a job for somebody.
Yes. It just gave me my life back to be able to do things with my husband that we've always enjoyed doing that, you know, I just kind of would hold off on because my hands just didn't deal with it.
Yeah. So just to sum it up, what would you tell people about the procedure and about Dr. Wagner's approach?
Oh, go for it. I would most definitely recommend at least looking at the option of stem cell therapy, because instead of being out for a year in hand recovery because of surgery, I was down for a couple of months and then started, and it was my own choice to take it easy. But so 3 months into it, I'm getting back, you know, not quite where I was, but pretty close. You know, if you have to face surgery, check out stem cell therapy first, because it really, to me, it adds an extra bonus to your life. Because of the recovery time.
Right. All right, Susie, very good. Anything else you need to add?
Oh, I don't know. I could just go on and on raving about Dr. Wagner. And, you know, everybody in the clinic was just, they have just been so kind and responsive. And no question was a silly question.
Well, thank you, Susie, very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.